You're listening to a 3CR podcast created in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.
Now I'm a union man, amazed at what I am. I say what I think, that the company stinks. Yes, I'm a union man. When we meet in the local hall, I'll be voting with them all. With a hell of a shout, it's out, brothers, out. And the rise of the company's fall. Oh, you don't get me, I'm part of the union. You don't get me, I'm part of the union. You don't get me, I'm part of the union. Till the day I die. Till the day I die.
As a union woman, I'm wise to the lies of the company spies.
And she don't.
And good morning. We made it. Welcome to the Five Show.
Woo!
Proudly presented by the Plumbers Union today. We have in our studio an all-star cast. We'll start with Nathan. Morning,
good,
Nathan.
Good morning. Good morning, listeners. How are we?
Very well.
My microphone's on today, which is
It's
good.
On today. It's yep, good. It's yeah, we can hear.
That's a good start.
Good morning, Gus.
Good morning. Here and ready to have fun and spread cheer on the airwaves.
That's the way. Positivity. Yeah. Warwick, good morning.
I'm not here for any of that. good morning, everyone. Morning, Hercules.
And our new social media star, Joshy Blanche. Good morning.
Morning, mate. I'm just here as the token sprinkler fiddler.
Social procurement.
Yeah, pretty much at its finest.
Someone else ticked that box yesterday as well, didn't they, Nathan? We've got a huge show today, so thanks for coming in. Josh and Gus got the two faces of NextGen at the moment. The members and all the viewers on our social media would have seen Josh's video the other week. Very well spoken. Good couple minutes rundown about NextGen, our program, and it was to be honest, it was quite good. I'm very impressed.
We'll just ignore the autistic tendencies where I just kept darting around because there was forklifts and stuff moving in the background. But yeah, apart from that, it was
a lot
good.
Of moving parts, and a lot of colours.
Just keeping an eye on safety. Site manager who didn't really want to see it. But
yeah,
anyway. You get that on the big jobs.
Yeah.
And the small ones.
When a headline mine rocks up, you can understand why they got a bit shitty.
No, you spoke well, Josh. It was got a lot of good feedback on that. So well done, mate.
No, thank you.
You're killing it out there.
It was our only post that didn't get any negativity.
Whoa. That's to be fair, most people were shocked that you could speak so much.
Yeah, yeah. Man, a few words. Keep it reserved and speak when I need to.
That's it.
That's it. I think there's another one coming out, Gus.
Another yes, I think good friend of the show, Rusty, is in charge of that. So, yeah, should be another one coming out later this week or early next week, sort of in promotion for the next Melbourne Next Gen meeting.
Beautiful. I should have mentioned that as well, top of the show, Rusty was unavailable today. He's going out to Ballarat with John.
Yep.
Going to go see the boys and men and women out at Ballarat Base Hospital. There's nearly 200 Beautiful. Plumbers out there. We've got James Menzies kicking goals out there. Right, so. On. They'll be rallying up the troops there for a good toolbox, probably as we speak at the moment. Probably rolling in now. So enjoy your trip up there, Russ. We'll see you next week at the Radiothon. You can lead
good
the way there.
Yes, he's booked in.
I'm happy to be sitting on the other side of the the jump when it comes to Radiothon.
Big hour of power next week.
Yeah.
6 till 7, not 6:30. So tune in early.
You're exactly right.
Woof.
And more importantly, get your wallet out.
Exactly. Yeah, we want to beat. We always want to beat our record from the previous year. I think last year we did set pretty high.
It's huge, wasn't it?
That was definitely courtesy to Rusty. Look, we can't take much of the credit. That was Rusty getting around, speaking to a lot of the employers and them happily just wanting to donate to a really good cause. So
all the delegates got behind it as well.
They sure did, which
was really good to see.
Even members. We saw the list
members,
yesterday.
Companies.
Well, I know Phil from Liquid Vision's going to dig deep this year. He's got plenty of work on, so he's going to be happy to throw in.
Yep. Maybe a couple of bucks if we're lucky.
Gold coin donation.
Now, well,
50 years. It's a big milestone, isn't it?
50 years, yes.
Yep.
50 years of the fire up.
Oh, not the fire up.
3CR.
3CR is 50 years. Yeah.
3CR, 50 years.
Smarty was on the first one.
He was on the predecessor, the wireless.
speaking of oh, I shouldn't say oldies, but speaking of oldies, yesterday, Nath, we went down to an Ellie Simons job in Richmond, and every single person on their job knew Bruno.
Yeah. Everyone's got a lot of good things to say about Uncle Bruno. He's a well-loved person in the industry. So, everyone knows him. Everyone knows, you know how good he is as a human being, as a rep as well. So, he's definitely a people person. And everyone still asks about him. And we keep telling him it's his last job. But, yeah, they've been hearing that since the 90s, yep. I reckon.
Don't know what's going on.
What's happened?
I don't know.
We'll keep going. Wrap it up.
Keep going.
Sorry.
Wow. Yeah.
There's a bit going on, isn't
there? Yeah.
There is. Our Fire Up show's coming up anyway. It's in 2 weeks' time, the Radiothon. So you've got 2 weeks' notice here today to make sure you get on the page. There should be a post coming up on social media and the like, and the QR code you can get through and donate. Make sure you nominate our show.
Yes, that's big. Make sure you nominate the radio Fire Up show. The money goes towards ours. We want to win.
Yep. If you want to hear our dulcet tones on the radio for much longer, you've got to make sure you donate.
Definitely.
It's what you want to hear first thing in the morning. Just
at least it's only every fortnight. You don't have to hear us every day.
Darren Croft's already got his checkbook and pen in hand, ready to lend a hand to the radio.
There's a few there. So. Yeah.
Yeah. No, he tried to donate $500,000 last year, but they said no.
Isn't his checkbook in a glass case?
Yeah, breaking emergency. Yeah.
I don't know what the emergency looks like, but it hasn't been broken yet.
Yeah. We'll try and get FDN as well, Nath, shall we?
Oh yeah, our mate at FDN. Yep.
Yeah. Now, speaking of mates, we'll go straight into Steve. So
I was about to say. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Good old. It was good catching up with Steve, and long term member, and great bloke, and. Yeah, it's good to honour the long-term members with just a bit of a badge and a T-shirt. It's something little just to give back to the membership, and they do appreciate it. It's always refreshing talking to the old guys, especially the old sprinkler fitters, your Mick Cuffs and contract fire boys and entire and all them kind of guys. It's always refreshing.
I know a Rick Cuff, but who's Mick?
Contract fire. Champion bloke.
Nah, Mick is a legend, actually. I've worked on jobs with Mick.
Yeah, and Martin, he might be listening. Yeah, I'm sure I'll get a text in about a couple of minutes. So, but
what would that text say?
Oh, you don't want to know, man.
Look, speaking of Steve, he was very appreciative.
Just, he was
working out of a smaller job in Broadmeadows, and we just sort of came out of nowhere. He's working in a pump room as well, so actually a great backdrop for the photo.
It was good, yeah. So looks like we edited that, but no, it's legit.
Mm.
Yeah.
No, he's very appreciative.
Yeah, yeah. So he'll be out at Richmond as well, Riverside, with FDN boys will be out there, and that's going to take off. It'll take a few members as well, which will be good. Looking forward to that project.
Yeah, that's a big
thing. Yeah, H2O, BP will be out there. Massive, massive project. So next to IKEA.
That's where Wilson's did that big in-ground job, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm, and then BP got the next package.
Yeah,
so,
nice.
Yeah.
Good work. Mm. Good work for our members.
Thanks.
I'm glad you could drum that up. Yeah. Well, we just got a quick shout-out. We got a text coming from some high-level officials here.
Yep.
Glenn says it's coming through loud and clear down in Geelong.
Good on you, Glenn.
Also, just want to say a quick happy birthday to Glenn for last week, I believe.
And Rusty. Rusty's birthday as well.
Rusty. Yep. A few birthdays getting around this time of year.
And the boys will be boxing this morning as well, listening.
Sweating it up.
Sweating it up, all the boys. So shout-out to all them.
Yep, shout out to Simon and Simon. Jake and all them. So, good on them.
Not me.
Nah, no more.
You're sweating.
Ooh, that's right.
So, Melton Hospital, Joshy. Give the members a bit of a rundown, the listeners a bit of a rundown. How's the tracking out there?
Look, depending on how you look at it, it's going good, but arguably it's going a bit slow as well. And struggles getting enough steel fixes to get the steel down so I&D can get their concrete down. I think we're at 80 to 90 steel fixes on the job.
Yeah.
They're all on big build jobs.
Well, yeah, big build. Allegedly,
data centers.
Allegedly, E&S boss actually flew out to Cook Island to try and recruit. We made the joke about going over to NZ and whatnot, getting some of the brothers over, but supposedly they actually are. But
there you go.
No, it's going good. It's flying along. Definitely, we've got six cranes up now. Bit of a delay on the Geske boys doing the high level and whatnot, but we'll get there when we get there. And then, we'll have Antire and Coombs come out in the next month or two, hopefully. So should wrap up. Starts beating up soon.
Before you know it, there'll be heaps. Every plumber in Melbourne, half the plumbers in Melbourne will be there.
Nathan knows all about it.
Within the next 6 to 12 months, we'll fucking be at capacity of.
Ding.
Whoops. Around 300 odd plumbers on site. So
300 plumbers. That's going to be very challenging, but you're the man for it.
She'll be right.
You'll dominate, mate.
Yeah. If Nath can do it, you know. I
bluff my way through 4 years, mate.
Well, that's the motto, isn't it? Fake it till you make
that's
it.
That's right, yeah.
Still faking it, so let's get going.
That's it. But the good thing with the plumbers, they do get behind you.
Yeah.
They do back you. Yeah. Like, you're good rep, and, they see you trying. They do appreciate it, which is half the battle, you know.
Yeah, even just at the moment, the Geske boys. First time working with Geske, especially as a rep, I can't fault them.
They're good, yeah.
A few shit stirrers, but it's always good for a laugh. But, all in all, when it comes to the crunch time, even the foreman, they all get behind you. It's good. It's made the job
good
very
union
easy
blokes.
At the moment. Yeah, 100%.
Very good union blokes,
And with AJ Coombs and Entai coming in as well, like it sort of rounds out. Pretty good.
Good lineup.
Entai will be good.
Yeah.
We'll see how Coombs go. I heard they're the Sparkies of the plumbing industry, but...
As a proud mechanical plumber, my friend. / big civil dog.
Why, have you finished your apprenticeship?
Just.
Do you have to?
Allegedly. Don't
take me. I thought I've gone on up for someone who never finished.
Gus, give us a rundown. Whereabouts are you at the moment?
Yeah, definitely not 300 members down at Hickory Palladian, which is just down the road. But yeah, it is pretty decent size apartment job. Two-level podium, three towers, heritage facade out the front, and... we've got Auscool statewide Northco refrigeration. Northco is like a new upstart sort of subby, but they're a couple of young blokes and they EBA and everything, doing all the right things, Tristan's the owner, pretty good bloke, can't everything I've asked he does and whatnot, so always happy to see some of those smaller mobs. We've got UPG and Foxfire and New Group Lagging, so there's a few out there, probably about 50 to 60 members at the moment. They're just stripping the higher levels of the towers, so they're hoping for early December finish date, so it's probably going to be go, go, go.
It certainly seems like they haven't mucked around when it comes to structure on that job.
Yeah, well, because Hickory's got it all in-house, so they've sort of got access to that labour and it's not another contractor, so I guess it gives them a fair bit of control, and we've all seen Hickory throw towers up pretty quick. But yeah, look, the safety guy I've worked with before in another job for Hickory, good operator, we use each other to our advantages and whatnot. And look, they're doing pretty well considering, you've got three towers getting stripped at the same time with a limited basement space. It is very clean and safe job so far. Lot of scaffolding, hell of a lot of scaffolding, massive all around the perimeter and whatnot. But just another apartment job in the non-ending supply of apartments in this city at the moment. Some really good members on the job, good contractors. Having been on some Hickory jobs in the past, this is the best bunch of contractors so far I've had on them, and can't complain. Yeah, so
that's good.
Just heading forward. So I reckon we'll probably get about 80 odd members at the top of it. Going gangbusters down there.
Josh, we can go there for 80 members.
I think we peaked at 75 on the West Gate. That was between Joffa and I, so...
Yeah.
No, 80 to 90
should
would be...
Should have covered.
We're coming into that time. Time for a song. So, Woz, you chose a song today?
Apparently. I don't know what's up first.
It's called Oh Yeah, End of Fashion.
Oh, yeah. That's a good song, actually. Oh, yeah.
Is it?
It is, actually. Yeah, whack it on. Blast from the past.
Go.
Conversation comes my way. she walks away. Oh yeah. Did you know that 3CR first went to air in 1976? That's right, we're turning 50 this year.
Good afternoon and welcome to 3CR, and yes, we've finally done it at last. We're at our new studios in Cromwell Street, Collingwood, and the new, brand spanking new transmitter just north of the Collingwood Town Hall. We're glad to be here, we're very glad to be here, and I think everybody in the studio will agree with me there. And we'll be bringing you our regular Saturday program, we hope, without any hitches. So, on this inaugural day at our new site, we welcome you and hope you'll enjoy the programs that'll be coming your way.
3CR, celebrating 50 years.
And we're back. All right. Great song.
Good choice, song.
Was good on you, Waz.
Great song.
At least I'm good for something.
Oh, you did well, mate. Why'd
you look me in the eyes when you said that?
let's get it out of the way nice and early. Are the baggers back? Are the Blues back?
Give us another week.
Yeah. It's a bye.
We've got GWS next week, and if we, by some miracle, win that one, good luck finding the lid. That's all I'm saying. I think Luke Pettenon's already trying to get grand final tickets, but he goes a bit early, young Luke.
That's all right. He can sell them to not an Essendon supporter. Now, big meeting coming up next week, June 18th, Brunswick Pikac. Fill us in, boys. What's on the agenda?
4:30 p.m.
Be there.
Yeah, fill us in. Give us a bit of a spill. What can the members look forward to?
Oh, he's labelled me.
Done the handball there. Yeah.
Look, as always, you know, we're on to our third meeting this year. So we've had one Melbourne meeting, one Geelong meeting. So it's the second Melbourne meeting for the year. It's always harder this time of year with the sort of midwinter slump, but we've got some. We've got a pretty awesome guest speaker lined up, Vice President Terry Smart. From what we've been told, can talk underwater. So me and Josh won't have to say much. But look, Terry's a very interesting character. Having worked in mechanical for about 20 years, you know, you've come across a lot of people who've worked with him. As a delegate and whatnot.
As a foreman as well.
I was going to say, did Smarty work? Yeah, yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, the stories don't indicate that. But, even if you just go into PICAC, Terry will often pop his head in and give you a little spiel and whatnot. And very easy to get along with, very entertaining, great speaker. So he's going to fill us in on some of the history from the union.
You know why he's like that?
Why is that?
Because he's from West Heidelberg. God's country.
And he's a Carlton supporter.
So what happened to you?
He's a Carlton supporter. Yeah. God. All right. We might have to. Westie and a Carlton supporter.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh man, there's a lot going on there.
I get along with him.
But like all the meetings, we just really want to get as many young faces in the door as possible. Probably there'd be a few delegates listening this morning. As always, put the call out, guys. Bring as many younger faces on it as you can. Obviously, we've had some really good delegates get picked up and get a start through the meetings. People like Rob Benora, Jack Waters, Jed Keating, young people having a crack, and they all sort of got their starts from this. It's about, you know, the organisers and stuff getting to know ya, other delegates, and the network we have that we've gotten from Next Gen's just so important. You know, we've got a whole brotherhood of 50-odd delegates that we can speak to. Obviously, official things go the organisers, the big questions, but just in terms of scenarios, how to deal with certain interactions and just advice on whatnot, all the guys starting off as delegates from Next Gen, they've got so many resources to go from, and that's all come from the Next Gen meetings. So obviously get down, get involved, speak to the organisers, let them know where you're working and who you're working for, and, you know, like anything in this, there's no promises and whatnot, but you got to start somewhere, and I think me and Josh in this room got our starts there.
Well, everyone in this room got their start there, literally, back in 2018.
Yeah. You know, and we're the most successful people you'll ever meet, so...
Allegedly.
No, but
the face of success.
Yeah. You're spot on there. All the, especially with Jed starting off recently. We've got another one starting today, Tyler Blake. So shout out to young Tyler. He's getting his crack. He's going to get voted up today by me and Billy Ramsey down in a Hamilton Marino job next to High Point Shopping Centre. But that's another one.
Blake, he'll kill it, man. He's a good lad.
Yep.
I remember working with him when he was an apprentice. He came through the Raw program, so he's an absolute ripper, and he'll knock it out of the park.
Yeah, so a chance to give a shout out to Raw GDL as well while we're here, because we're looking for donations in a couple
of
weeks.
Bit of social procurement.
But yeah, everyone get down. Brunswick Pikeac, going to be a big one, and always great chance to catch up with everyone, trade some stories. So
even if you're just a rank and file member, young member listening to this, get your mates. You know, the first one I went to, I convinced four or five other people to come along, you know, socialise, meet some other like-minded people from the industry. It's a pretty soft way to introduce yourself, you know, into our union. It's not that daunting. There's a lot of fresh faces there every time.
They never came back.
No, they're all organisers now.
So. No, a few of them came back, but anyway. You know, it's a good way to introduce yourself in sort of into the fold. It's not as daunting as a general meeting or... I mean, general meetings these days are pretty similar anyway, but back when we were kicking about, the general meetings were sort of, you know, 25, 30 older heads that have been in the industry for 40 years all yelling at each other. You know, you're sort of like, I don't know any of these people.
Well, I think the big difference with the official meetings, the general meetings, sorry, is that, you know, that's the nuts and bolts, the mechanics, the stuff we have to do, you know, reporting and whatnot, whereas Next Gen, you know, it's a lot more informative about the history of the union and... yeah, it's just so it's a lot less formal, very relaxed. You know, we have a feed at the end of it.
You learn a bit.
Yeah, so you get to meet everyone.
You get to meet
like
a lot of good people.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, everyone out on site, make sure you, if you come along, bring someone with you.
And obviously, big shout out to Luke Pettinon and James Menzies, who chair the Geelong ones. They had a ripper one down there a month or so ago. So, fantastic time always down in Geelong. And, yeah. Just come on down and support your union. Put back into the... It's your union. A union is only as good as its members. So get involved and show up.
Exactly. And there will be opportunities coming up for first-time reps. With all the data center work at the moment, like those social housing projects and apartments, we are looking for young reps to sort of come in or and have a crack. So especially sprinklers.
Sprinkler fitters.
We need sprinkler fitters, Josh.
Yes. Yeah. If there's any fitters listening, any plumbers that know fitters that are on the fence, whether they want to do it, yes, no, come down. Come down to the Next Gen meetings, dip your toes. It's the introduction, really, to your generals and potentially being a delegate and whatnot. Come down.
See what it's about.
Yeah, just come down. Ask the questions. I know sometimes if you're on a smaller job, you don't have a rep. Come down. There's plenty of reps there, organisers there. Come down, ask the questions. Even if you turn around and decide it's not for you, like I said the other day, just come down. Come down once, see what it's like. Yeah. You like it, you like it. If you don't, you don't. No big deal.
So you're not going to be crucified if you come once and not come back.
Yeah.
Hats off for you for stepping out your zone and coming down.
It's not just about being a delegate, you know. It's just about being in part of your union, you know. My old mate, Reece Dunn, he'll be listening. He comes down, you know. I don't think he's got any interest in being a delegate, but he's definitely interested in what the union's up to, what the young people are doing. And
you'd be surprised how many, you know, young people from around the traps you see that you've seen on jobs before. And then, you know, you swap sites and there's another one. And, you know, it's just a good way to network through the industry, get to know your fellow workers and your fellow unionists.
Get some phone numbers.
Yeah. Well, we saw one last Friday. He came. You can't forget him, can you? He's Cargo Tony's first meeting.
Yes.
We saw him last week down at D&E's yard.
Yes, oh, yeah. I seen him at picnic day.
Yeah. That's impressive prefab yard D&E's got. This was great. Everyone was happy there. Everyone was smiling. The tunes were going. Yep. You know, it was really impressive, all the prefab stuff they got going, and, you know, his union people putting these modules together and all these pipework. So welding, Nangers, he's another legend.
Shout out to Nangers. He's a legend.
Nangers is
an
absolute champion.
Paul
so
Nankervis.
Paul Nankervis from D&E's, his welds are like a machine weld. Like, it's amazing. He can weld underwater, that guy's got every ticket known to man.
With a cigarette inside of his
mouth.
As
well. Always with a cigarette.
He's got the apprentice there.
The overalls. he's a champion. So, look, going back to it, get behind Next Gen. You know, meet like-minded people, see what the union's about, support the union. And, look, we all came through that program with Paris and that. And
It's nearly the 10-year anniversary. Sure, we hit up Dave Neal, get some t-shirts.
Surely we can get some 10-year anniversary. Yeah, I'm sure 10-year anniversary.
Come on, Dan Neal.
His evil twin brother.
So, it's been 10 years already. Wow. Makes me feel old.
Not much used to make me feel old, but lately it's especially when you get new members and you're like, when were you born? 2009? How's that even possible?
Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah.
Get the abacus out. Get my abacus out.
But also coming up, we're also going to have the Plumbing Commission. It may not be this meeting, but we have.
We've reached out to the BPC to come down and talk about the protections of the trade and what it all means. So, waiting to hear back from them, whether it's this meeting or the next one.
That'd be good to
hear. And, we'd still like to see one happen out at Narre for the southeast corridor and all the members that live out there.
Daniel,
we'll be looking at that one.
Yeah, we definitely will be looking at that one.
Good setup out there.
Amazing setup.
A bit of home ground advantage for T-Bone, who I think comes to every meeting it'll be nice for him to get one on his side of town for a change, and probably you too, Josh.
And Dan.
Well, yeah, Dan. It would be good.
Not his brother.
One nice close to home, Dave, but also for anyone listening out in the southeast, keep an eye on our socials and we will be posting it when we sort one for the Narre Warren.
Yep, on that note, we've run out of time.
That's it, just like that.
Any quick shout-out?
Oh, shout-out to... Jesus. To Joffa, I've just broken the microphone here. Shout out to Joffa because he did donate a nice jumper to me that I'm wearing this morning. So
it's very nice.
UA
suits your eyes, mate.
Thanks.
Any more shoutouts?
Shout out to all the members, man.
Yeah, keep doing everyone. Just be safe out there. It is dark. It is getting it's wintry. Make sure you get those fresh boots. Get the receipts out of your employers.
Winter issue
jackets. Just be safe, especially out in plants with booms and scissors. We had an incident the other week, so please be careful. Go home to your families, and we'll see you next time.
Hooray!
Hooray! Bloody unreal.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.